Telford from thebusinessprofessional.com, and today we're talking to Richard Butler, who has a very special technique and talent as a business coach. A few weeks ago, actually, I got an email from Richard that kind of intrigued me. He was talking about a way to increase my online revenue, which I'm always interested in. And I figured it was probably another product or another piece of software, but I kept reading on, and Richard is actually talking about business coaching. Now, I'm vaguely familiar with coaching, didn't really think that I needed one, wasn't quite sure how that would help me to achieve any of my goals that I've already set and I'm working towards. But after talking to Richard for about 10 or 15 minutes, it became very apparent that he has a wealth of knowledge that will help me build my business as it can anyone else. A lot of the processes and procedures that Richard has in place can really fine-tune and help you focus your business and get things going really in more of a straight direction, as opposed to taking a roundabout way to getting to your goals. And so I started doing a little bit of research on coaching, business coaching specifically, and there are a lot of coaches out there. A lot of the big names that you find on the internet have coaches that they kind of keep a little bit hidden. It's almost their little secret to success. And so I asked Richard what his forte was. What's his USP or his unique selling principle? What's unique about Richard's coaching that really isn't covered by other coaches? And Richard's real talent and his skill is taking newbies, from what he says, from zero to hero, where taking somebody from the very basics of coming online and wanting to make some money online into or turning them into a person who is actually achieving those goals and making money online. So without me going on any longer, I'd like to say thank you very much for being on the call today, Richard.
Thank you very much, Terry. It's an honor to be on the call with you.
Thanks very much. I think what we could do first, Richard, is maybe you can take us through your background. How did you end up getting to the point of being a business coach? You know, kind of where did you come from in life to get to where you are now?
Okay. Well, I'll take you back, let me see, about 10 years. I started in the training business. One of the first sort of courses that I actually set up in Ireland was a web design course. It was one of the first courses at sort of pre-university level. So I took that from basically the design and implementation of the course and directing the course. So that sort of is where I got interested in the internet. I ran that for about 3 or 4 years and then actually wrote a book that was actually, it was a published book called The Internet Demystified, which actually looked at the internet and tried to sort of get rid of a lot of the technicalities of it and tell people exactly what the internet was and what it could do for them. From there, I had the opportunity to change jobs and started training, I suppose in the States you would call them pre-service teachers, who are going to be teaching at the primary level of the school, so basically 4 to maybe 11-year-olds. And teaching them IT and how to actually use IT in the classroom. Over the last couple of years then, I've got sort of really, really interested in the whole internet marketing. And, you know, I've seen all the emails, I've received all the emails, clicked on all the links about how you can make millions and millions and millions without doing anything really and sitting in your pajamas at home. And that kind of intrigued me. So I've been developing into that. And it's kind of strange how things actually happen. As you say, to take people back to the email that I sent you was because of an email you sent your list, and it was about goal setting. And I kind of said, okay, this is a good time maybe. And I said, I'll contact Terry, see, he possibly gets hundreds of emails and he might reply. But you did. So one thing led to another. Again, just going back a couple of years, one thing led to another, and I got into life and business coaching. And it's kind of a passion of mine to help people. And coaching really does that. It's about looking at where you are and helping you get to where you want to be. And that you know, I've been doing that now for the past year and a half. And then I kind of said, well, what could I do with my love of the internet and my love of helping people? So it sort of came to me, okay, I have to brand myself. I have to get into a niche. and that niche was looking at helping newbies, people who may have come online a week ago and are suddenly bombarded with emails telling them, you know, that they can make X, Y, and Z. You know, I want to sort of get to these people and sort of say, hold on a second, let's get realistic about what you can and can't do on the internet, and really taking them, as you said, from zero to hero.
That's very cool. So you started this whole process really as an offline educational process in the educational system.
Really, yes. Yeah, that's just it, that it's always, I've been moving sort of through the educational sort of field and then into the sort of consulting, because I do some training courses offline as well for companies on internet technologies and how they can use email and the dangers of the internet, etc. So it's been a very natural progression. It's been a very interesting progression.
Very cool. So now, your main focus now is on coaching.
Yes, I'm coaching, really coaching people over the internet. Now, I do life and business coaching. So one of the sort of elements that I'm looking at is with the internet marketers, getting people to where they want to be. Now, even if you're not a newbie, you know, looking at how we can double, treble your income. And what is actually holding you back from actually doing that.
So explain then what exactly is coaching from both a life coaching aspect as well as a business coaching aspect. What is involved in a coaching session, for example?
Really, coaching is talking to people and listening. I think that's really the key, listening to what people are saying. The way I would listen is I would listen for what you're not actually saying, what you're holding back, and then try and delve and probe and question you. Because good coaches will say that people have all the answers that they need. You are like the coach is like the key that actually unlocks what is actually inside the person. So what I want to find is, it's been nosy. I'm going to dig in and ask you questions about, listen, Terry, you know, what is stopping you getting to the next level? And then trying to peel back the excuses that are given.
Okay, let's just take an example like that to give people an example.
Okay.
Let's use that question as an example. What's holding me back from getting to the next level?
Okay.
That's a question. That's a question you would ask me in a coaching session?
That is a question. The first thing I probably would want to define is, what is the next level to you? Now, the whole thing about coaching is, it's not about me saying to you, okay, Terry, you're at $15,000 a month. I think you should be at $30,000.
Okay.
You may think that $25,000 is enough.
Okay.
So it's up to you. Really, you define the agenda of what you want to achieve, and then we find the ways to actually get there. So, for example, if I said to you, what is holding you back getting up to the next level? The first thing I want to know is, what is the next level for you?
Okay. On a financial basis, are we talking? Or?
Yeah, we'd say on a financial or business basis. Is there something that's holding you back?
Okay, and then I'm gonna have to think. Gut feel, I'm gonna say I don't know what's holding me back right now.
Okay.
My next level, I would say my next level is to pump up the business to $20,000 a month.
Okay.
Which is basically double what it's doing now.
Okay. So then what we would look at, we would sort of say, okay, that's a basic goal. So what processes can we use to actually get there? Now, the other thing that sort of coaching would look at is, what are the implications of you trying to double the amount of money that you're earning per month? How is that going to affect the rest of your business endeavors and sort of even on a more personal level, your whole, I suppose, life as well? Because this is one of the things, yes, we can say, let's push it to 50,000, but does that mean that you're going to be working 23 hours a day?
Right, yeah.
You're not going to have any social interactions. You're not going to see your family. And the whole idea of the coaching would be, you know, how are we going to actually work this to make sure that everything really has a knock-on effect, that if you make one change in your life, that can have knock-on effects in other areas. So we'd want to work on that as well to make sure, you know, that you're not working 23 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, and at the beck and call of emails or affiliate partners or whatever.
Right.
Whoever it may be, and then we would work through a process.
So basically what would happen is we would put together almost a map. So
exactly.
That I'm able to say, okay, you know, not just pie in the sky, I'm going to get to the next level here and not really know how I'm going to do it, just a gut feel that this is the next level, take it from the gut feeling level up to the point where we actually say, you know, to double your income, we need to do this and this and this.
Exactly. Okay. I suppose one analogy I like to give people is a lot of people see life as a river, and they just go with the flow, and suddenly they sort of come over a ridge, and there's a waterfall, and they go, my God, how did I get here? What am I going to do? And they start pedaling backwards as fast as they can. Mm-hmm. And I think that sort of happens with a lot of people, that they don't make a plan, and then they get somewhere, and they say, well, how did I get there, and how am I going to get out of it?
Yeah.
And suddenly you're scratching your head going, you're sort of battling to try and stop from going over the edge. Whereas if you can set out now and say, okay, this is where I am, this is where I want to go. The other thing I do believe in is that when you have your focus, when you know where you're going, opportunities, like this opportunity of that email from me to you came about, you start seeing opportunities where you may have otherwise seen challenges or problems.
Right.
And suddenly things become a little bit clearer and you sort of go, okay, well, maybe that's going to work. I'm going to give it a try anyway.
So a lot of your clients then, do they end up coming to you just before they're at the waterfall? Is that the point where you end up kind of reaching these people? Because I think for myself, I mean, I'm not at a waterfall.
No.
And so I didn't really even consider, getting a coach, because things are progressing, in a natural way that they have been for the last few years, and working a way that there's no, quite honestly, that's probably something I shouldn't admit, but I haven't got a specific plan of how do I get to the next step. It's just kind of progressed that way.
I suppose the answer that I give you there is, imagine if you did have a plan,
mm-hmm.
where you could actually be.
Because I could achieve things faster.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Look at what you've achieved so far without a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So with a detailed plan, and when I say detailed plan, if it could be termed a loose detailed plan, because obviously things are going to change.
Right. Yeah.
But opportunities are going to come up, and you're going to say, okay, I'm going to have to go with that. But imagine if you knew exactly where you were going, mm-hmm. you would be much more focused, and then you could easily double the income. You could talk maybe 2 months' time, you could double the income. But again, it's about getting that process. It's about getting detailed. And I suppose the other job of a coach is really to give you a bit of a kick now and again.
Right, okay.
Ring you up 5 o'clock in the morning and say, Terry, what are you doing right now to further your business?
Right. No, I don't want a coach.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Don't worry, I don't get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, too, rather. But that's the idea that, initially the coach will be there maybe working with you for 2 months to get you going. And then after that, what I found is, the odd email, the odd phone call, the odd Skype to sort of say, listen, how's it going? Haven't heard from you. Do you need to get focused again just to see where you're going? Because I think, and this is one of the things that I think happens a lot to people on the net, is the lack of focus, or you lose focus
right.
very, very quickly, because we're bombarded with so much stuff coming in at us that you have a great idea, and suddenly there's an even better great idea, and
right.
then suddenly there's an even better great idea.
And it's only available until midnight tonight.
Well, Terry, I would recommend that you sit down for the next 10 minutes, uh-huh. relax, close the door.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just it. It is only available till midnight tonight. And you kind of say, will I miss this chance or will I not? So the sales copy is the problem that actually makes us lose focus, I suppose, on things like that. But the whole idea of the coach is that he or she will set out the plan for you. He or she will see what your goals are, and how realistic are they? Because you could say to me, okay, Richard, by the end of the year, I want to be hitting the £1 million by the end of the year.
Yep.
I would need to sit down with you and say, okay, Terry, what do we need to do that? What skills do you need? Who do you have to outsource to if you need to outsource? Can you do all this yourself?
Right.
And then we would break down the process. And then suddenly you'll start to see, okay, well, maybe I should be focusing in this area. Maybe I need to hire somebody on Elance or Scriptlance to actually get the website design done. Maybe I need somebody to do the scripting or to modify scripting. And that's going to start freeing you up as well.
Okay.
So that you can focus on what you are actually good at.
Now, what are we looking at from a time aspect? I mean, now I've like you said, I work 23 hours a day already. If I get involved into a coaching session, am I going to be filling out tons and tons of forms and spending hours trying to plan and things, or?
I suppose initially, it depends on what you want, but initially you'd probably be talking about certainly a couple of calls a week just to get the ball rolling. What I find great about the internet is actually that I can send people questionnaires and they can actually maybe take 2 days to read through them and really come up with their ideas. Whereas sometimes when people ask you a question like, what is the next level? Mm-hmm. You need the time to actually think about that and to think about the answers.
Exactly. That was kind of what I was going to get at as well. Is that it's, you know, to get a question suddenly posed like, what is the next level? In my mind, I'm thinking, you know, okay, well, I mean, my next level, kind of the next, you know, stair step is when I hit $20,000 a month, for example.
Okay.
But for you to say, well, what's the next level, I can't actually tell you how, why am I thinking that? Where did it come from?
Okay. Well, that's the reason why I kind of like the idea of the internet coaching, that you have that time to think and to think through that question and reflect. So I would say to you, okay, Terry, listen, I'm going to send you this questionnaire. Get it back to me within 24 hours.
How big is this questionnaire?
It could be, well, unfilled, it would be maybe 2 pages.
Okay, so it's not something extremely extensive that I need to spend, you know, the next 5 hours.
No, but I think it's the type of thing that you could maybe read in the morning, start thinking about it, and then just let it sort of boil away in the back of your mind.
Right.
Yeah. And then come back to it, and then start writing out the things. What I would try to do with clients is, you know, find out where they want to be. Because the whole idea, coaching doesn't look at the, unlike a lot of people sort of say, well, what's the difference between therapy and coaching? It's basically huge. What coaching looks at is your present situation and how you're going to get to your future, brighter future situation that you want to be in.
Okay.
And really, you know, I don't care if when you were 5 you were bitten by a dog. That really, that is not the root cause of why you're not succeeding on the internet. So what we're actually going to look at is, well, what we will look at is, we would take things from the past that are useful.
Okay.
So if you say to me, I did a product launch 3 months ago and it was absolutely fantastic, I would say to you, okay, what exactly was the key to having that? Was it the sales copy? Was it all the affiliate material that you put up? And then we would use what's useful and say, okay, that worked, let's use it again.
Right.
And we'll disregard the rest. There's one thing I also like to say to clients is that there is no such thing as failure. It's all feedback. So if you do a product launch and it goes bottom up, analyze it in the sense of, what can I learn from this? Rather than saying, oh, that was an absolute failure, and mulling about it and sort of sulking and for 2 weeks saying, oh, I shouldn't have done it and blah, blah, blah. What you do is you say, okay, it's gone, but what can I learn from it?
Okay, yeah.
And then we would actually progress it from there. And then after that, it could be as simple as, you know, a half an hour call once a week. Terry, you know, you set the goal last week of X, Y, and Z. You said that you were going to do 3 things every day. You were going to write articles, you were going to blog on your blog, and you were going to send out your list. You know, have you done those 3 things? Okay, I haven't. Okay, why, Terry? You know that the goal is 20,000 in the next month. You're not going to achieve it unless you start doing these things. And you've set out these goals, but I'm going to be firing them back at you and say, Terry, look, you haven't done it.
So I'm kind of getting the feeling like I'm back in school and I'm a student and you're a teacher. Is that the kind of
it's
how it goes? I mean, now, but at the same time, and I don't mean that in a negative
sense.
No, I mean,
not at all.
At the same time now, without having gone through a coaching session and having you know, a coach that I work with, just listening to how the whole process is, you know, kind of work through the process. Now I'm probably going to be a lot more proactive about actually getting the things done that I tell you that I'm going to do, because now I almost feel responsible to you, because you're going to call me on Wednesday and I have to make sure that by, you know, every day I'm doing my stuff, so that on Wednesday when you call me, you know, I can say, yes, Richard, I actually have done all this and here's the results, as opposed to you know, I was out, you know, I was going to send an email, but then I ended up surfing over here and, you know, and kind of coming up with excuses. Now I almost feel responsible in a way to you that I actually, you know, make sure that I get my daily activities done.
In a nutshell, yes. Now, it's not going to be, obviously, it's not going to be as dictatorial as that, but it is really that the person is going to say, well, I'm going to hold you accountable to yourself, mm-hmm. and say, Terry, you know, if you do these things, they're going, you know, we'll check and see, has it made a difference in 2 weeks to your actual business? If it has, let's continue doing it. If it hasn't, let's change tack. But I would sort of be checking in and sort of say, you know, it'd be a friendly chat.
Yeah.
But, you know, okay, so okay, if you didn't blog one day, if you didn't send out create the article one day, you know, that's okay. We're not going to get hung up over it and say, well, Terry, you're going to sit down on Saturday night and you're going to write 7 articles because you didn't do any. It's not like that. But it is keeping a check on the person, because I think a lot of the times, with all best intentions, we do get sidetracked.
Yeah.
Whereas if somebody is sort of calling you up and say, you know, a friendly chat, Terry, how's it been going? It's going to keep you focused. Okay, Terry, you said you were going to produce this new product. You know, how much have you done? Okay, how come, Terry? You know, it'd probably be better if we can get a better timeline for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and say, again, you're going to 2 hours a day, concentrate on that product, and that's just it. You're just going to concentrate on that product. And then after 2 hours, just walk away.
Right, yeah.
You know, so it is and it isn't regimental. But fundamentally, the agenda for this is always set by the client.
Okay. But I think, just by the sounds of it, I'm almost going to get myself a much more structured day, which is going to make me more productive and more effective.
Yes. Again, if that works for you, you might say to me, listen, Richard, you know, I just need to say that I've written 7 articles by the end of the week, and I can't really tie myself down to, you know, 4 o'clock. I have to write an article from 4 to 5. But I know what I need to do for the week, and I know what I need to use or get done to actually progress the business. Well, then that's fine. It really depends on what works for you.
Right.
It could be a Skype message once a day.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, once a week. I completely look at the client and say, you know, what works best for you.
Right.
Because for some people, phone won't. Email will work better. For others, it'll be, you know, IM or whatever it may be.
Uh-huh.
So that would be, you know, that would be the basics. Just getting you to where you want to be. And sometimes what I've actually found is achieving the goal mightn't be the most important thing. It's the actual journey from A to Z,
right,
which can really change people's lives. They kind of say, well, you know, I really thought actually 25,000 is where I wanted to be, but, mm-hmm, you know, I've learned so much about what I shouldn't be doing or what I should be doing.
Right.
That this is fantastic. So it can be quite an emotional thing as well with coaching and business coaching as well, that the journey is important. How you actually get there, you can learn so much.
So you actually end up sculpting your life or your business life. I just kind of concentrate on the business life side,
yes,
of it. But if right now, for example, one of the difficulties I think that a lot of people find, especially when you're self-employed, you know, like myself, I have a home office. I live at home. I work at home. You know, I don't really, other than taking, you know, the kids to school and kindergarten, you know, and taking a trip to the post office and doing groceries, I really don't physically have to leave my office.
You don't get out much.
It's true. I mean, my work, and I mean, like you see on my blog, I mean, my kind of slogan is love what you do and you'll never work another day in your life. And I
have to say that is one of the most perfect slogans that I've heard.
I have to admit, I mean, it's not original. It's somebody else came up with it, but I thought it would, just like what you said. I mean, I think it's just perfectly suited, because I absolutely love working online. I love working on you know, marketing and developing new products and working in information and publishing and all that kind of stuff. And for me, I mean, I could just, and I do, I just, you know, kind of live online. But when you end up being, you know, kind of in that aspect, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to make sure that you get to the train for 7 o'clock, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, my schedule basically right now is determined by my kids, because I have to have them to school and kindergarten at specific times. But other than that, I don't have to have lunch at a specific time. I don't have any limits. I mean, if I wanted to spend half an hour in lunch, if I wanted to, you know, spend 2 hours in lunch and read a book or something, I mean, there's no specific schedule that I have to have. Whereas if I'm sitting down with you and you say, okay, let's get this, this, and this done, right now I might be to the point where I know I have this project on the go, but it might kind of drag on for the next 2 months, whereas if we sit down and say, okay, let's focus on this, let's get it done realistically in the next 5 weeks, you know, let's set it's going to be done by the end of November, for example, and then work it backwards and say, okay, well, every day we need to spend an hour writing this,
exactly.
This type of thing.
It's about getting the action plan out, because as you say, and I suppose it, for some people it suits, you know, to be working for yourself, but it does take a certain amount of discipline. That,
yeah,
it would be very easy to sort of say, sure, I can take a 3-hour lunch. You know, I can read this book, I can take it easy, and that's great. And that is, of course, the lifestyle that we're all striving for as, you know, online marketers and working online. But I suppose in some senses that can also be a challenge. You said difficulty, I prefer to say challenge, that could be the challenge for a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
That they sort of say, you know, okay, I'll spend 2 hours, you know, blogging, or I'll spend 2 hours writing an article, and they go off and research, and
right,
then 3 hours later they've still written only 3 words on screen,
right, yep,
because they've done so much research. So I suppose the idea would be that, depending on how you actually work, we would work around that and say, look, you know, we have to spend at least 7 hours a week on writing articles. Now, whether you want to break that up as 3 hours, 3 hours, and 1 hour over the course of the week, or you want to do it 1 hour a week, that's fine. But as long as we can sort of say, I've got those 7 articles out, they're out on directories, whatever it may be, they're up on the blog,
mm-hmm,
that's, you know, that's what we're sort of looking for. To focus in, to get a timeline in.
Okay.
And sort of say, okay, we're going to do this project. It's going to be 5 weeks,
mm-hmm,
and it's going to be 5 weeks, and that's it. You know, and we're going to make sure, because otherwise, as you say, it could drag on to 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks.
Yep. So what is I mean, where does goal setting in kind of fall into it? You've mentioned goals a couple of times. Is this something where, you know, I have to write everything down and you know, I will, one of my goals, for example, is to own a helicopter.
Okay.
Am I supposed to write it down and put pictures on my wall and get up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, I am going to get a helicopter, or how does that work?
Different people have different views on that. I suppose where I sort of come from is, there's sometimes different ways of setting goals. Some people just set goals and say, I want to be rich and working online.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem with something like that is that is too general.
Okay.
So what we would try and do is have a specific goal that we'd work towards, like, I want to be earning, you know, 20,000 a month by 2006, or by December 2006, and how I'm going to get there is by selling resale rights, or whatever it may be, okay? And then we would start with the end in mind, and as you said, we would then work backwards.
Okay.
Now, it is important that, obviously, the goals are, again, for some people, but it is important that they're written, and maybe what I've done, actually, is that I have it up in the kitchen, so that when I wake up in the morning and go down to the kitchen, making a cup of coffee, I can actually read through my goals and I can say, oh yeah, okay, so again, this is where I want to be by the time I'm 40. I want to have that house in Spain. I want to have the car. I want to have the helicopter, whatever it may be.
Uh-huh.
What I would actually do with a session with people is I look at three sets of goals. One is the basic goal setting, which is I want to be rich. Okay, again, that doesn't really do anything. The next would be what business people would see is the SMART goals.
Okay.
Which a lot of people have heard about, that it's specific, it's measurable, you have to make sure it's achievable, it has to be timely, etc. But then where I sort of start getting into is NLP, or Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And they have NLP is, in a nutshell, it's looking at how to achieve things and looking at other people's successes and actually nearly copying what they do to be successful. So rather than reinventing the wheel, how did Terry Telford get to where he is now, and how can I apply that to my life? And there's a certain element of goal setting within NLP that is really, really effective. And it's like it's a 7 to 10 step process that people go through,
okay,
to actually set a goal. And it's very, very specific. And again, what I alluded to earlier is it also checks to make sure that if you go about achieving this goal, how does it affect the rest of your business and the rest of your life?
Okay.
Because I think that's important, that, you know, yes, we can say I want to make £1 million, but how is that going to affect? Do I have to take on extra people? Do I have to fire people? Do I have to change my life completely? And we don't want to have an effect like that we lose touch with our family because we are, you know, 23 hours a day on the computer and we're just not, you know, not looking after the rest of the actual areas of our life.
Okay. Now, you just mentioned something I want to cover, which is the 7 to 10 steps of neurolinguistic programming.
Yes.
But just before that, just you also mentioned kind of modeling or it sounds to me like almost cloning a successful person. So if I say, for example, you know, I'd like to be like Donald Trump, how do I go about cloning Donald Trump when I know nothing about this guy, except that I know he's successful?
Okay, what you would want to do is really read up on him.
Okay.
You know, see his background, see where he started, see his processes that he actually uses. You know, maybe buy biographies, autobiographies of him, and see the way he actually thinks.
Okay.
Say, for example, one person that I admire a lot is Richard Branson,
mm-hmm.
who Virgin Airlines, he's Virgin Music. And I've read a couple of his books, and, you know, you can see the way his thinking process is, that he likes to take risks, but they're calculated. He likes to, you know, get into one business, and when he sees that there's an opportunity to expand into another business, he will do that. So he's not putting all his eggs in one basket. So we would look at a process of, you want to be like Donald Trump, what does he have, what are his processes, what are his thinking patterns, who does he associate with, and then you try and model that. Now, it's more in-depth than that, but that is the basic overview, that you model what people who are doing things that you want to do, what are they doing, and how are they doing them right.